Hallelujah. Be seated. Thank you very much. You're welcome to church. Because that is the only place in time of trouble that you can still be smiling. Amen. Amen. We are not saying there's no problem. But anytime we smile, we are saying that there's a God. Hallelujah. This world is full of challenges and is part of the world. If you don't want to face challenges, I want to show you the easy way. Die. The only way to run away from challenges is to do what? For those in a mortuary have no challenge. But once you are alive, and you want to make it, you will meet some challenges. One, the reason is that God created this world. How many of you know that He created it? He put man on it to rule it. How many of you understand that? We are to dominate this earth, to have dominion over it. But somewhere along the line, something happened. Man stumbled and brought somebody in. And that person, his desire was to be like man. The position he aimed if he saw man in that position. He saw man, God communicating with man, God giving dominion to man, God calling man his kind. That let us create man in our own image and our own likeness. And God gave him authority. And this is what the devil wanted to have. Not only to be there serving God, holy, but to have some kind of another world to rule. So the day man fell, he found a way making man his slave. Because the Bible says that anyone that you obey, he becomes your master. And if that person is your master, he can then command you and do whatever he likes. Since then, man lost control over this earth. To the extent that man could have spoken to COVID, that COVID stay there. And COVID have no choice but to stay wherever it should be. In fact, the way God created man, there was no way any disease could kill a man. But what he put into us has the power to fight any bacteria, to fight any virus. Until we sin, that power started breaking down. And once it got weakened, other things have control. Things we ought to control now control us. So God had a plan of salvation. And that's why his son came, so that he will restore us to the position where he placed us. And surely whoever believes in him then becomes a son. But the original man, when you read the Bible, it said that an Adam, the son of God, started as son and father. So anytime God comes to the garden, Adam will run. Like if you're a good father, how your children run to meet you. There are some fathers, when they enter the house, skate, everybody, the whole house is quiet. But one day, there was a surprise. When God came there, Adam was running away. And you know what makes us run away from our fathers. If you do something wrong and your daddy is coming, you want to run and go and hide somewhere. So God asks, Adam, where are you? And Adam answered, that I am naked. What have where are you to do with your condition, how you are? When you sin, every question, you want to answer it from your sins. I am naked. God said, who told you are naked? You've eaten the fruit. But God is a good God. Satan then had opportunity to take hold of this earth, bringing storms alive, trying to impede you, trying to stop you in to obeying God, trying to work against your future, trying to frustrate you in life. And it comes. There are storms. My first preacher, I spoke about the word of God that is built upon two people building, one upon the rock and one upon what? The sand. Very easy to build on sand. Those who don't want to crack their brain, who don't want to do any hard thing, they just want an easy way out. And an easy way out also have an easy way. It die easily. So these two buildings were built by two people, probably with the same material, but at the wrong foundation. Once you have the foundation wrong, everything will go wrong. It's easy to correct the roof than the foundation of a building. Is it not true? It's more difficult to correct the foundation than the roof or the wall or some portion. Once you get it right down there, then other things can be built upon it. There was a storm that came, a rain, the wind, and the flood. This threatens. The wind will always come, and the wind has a way of shaking you in life. The rain will always come. It has a way of beating on you. And the flood will always come if you've lived in Elijah before. You understand what I call flood. Flood, when they are coming, it has no respecter. It is no respecter of any kiosk, any container. It carries everything on its way. So the wind will come, the rain will come so that you may stand it, but when the flood comes, what do we do? And last week, I said, there are things you need, what to do. And I spoke about the love of God. Whenever you fall into a storm, into anything, into any situation, into any problem, there are things that you need to keep you stable. One, let me go to a very common scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. Now abideth hope and what? Love. These three things can keep you no matter what comes around you. Never lose your faith in God. Never lose your faith in your ability and in yourself. Sometimes something small can happen and you can lose faith in God. You can lose faith even in yourself. God has placed some abilities in you. Just because you did one exam and you failed, you said, I am stupid. You are not stupid. Go again. Have faith in you that you can make it. Faith in God, because it is God that can take you through any storm. There are some storms, no matter how intelligent you are, no matter how strong you are, no matter what preparation you have made, there are some storms, your preparation will not be able to stand it. So you need to rely on God. Faith. Faith in Jehovah God. We all saw some of, just some, is it 2020 or 2019 or 2020? A little storm passed over the world. And every country, they locked the key. Every country. Planes were not flying, isn't it? People were not traveling. It's not any big animal in the street. You can't even see where the enemy is. And some at a point, some of you were even afraid to go outside your gate. We feared it more than a lion. When that storm came, many businesses, within a short time, collapsed. Many churches, some of them are even still have folded up. Churches have not recovered. Businesses have not recovered. They are still struggling. Nations are still suffering just because of a little storm. Then the coming of Jesus Christ. A baby. Virus, who any? Not Jesus, Baba. But what sustains most of us is our faith in God. At a point, I heard somewhere, somebody says that Afro-African will die and lie in the street like flies. I said, Tofiakwa, we have a God. This one is not something which the your world can solve and handle. This one is the only God who can solve it. And that's where we like as Africans. Where nobody can solve that problem. All of us are afraid. And you have no clue to it. We have no clue to it. We have a God. Eventually, even those who thought they have all the facilities, they died more than those who didn't have the facilities. The poor who ought to die. They didn't die. Most of that is the rich over, even in Ghana. Most of that is the rich that mostly died. You want to book home? They don't care. He said, social distance. The thing, you are packed in one room. You have one bedroom. 7 children. How do we social distance it? But God. He is always a help to the weak. When you are weak, he becomes your strength. So we have nothing but to rely on God. And God never failed us. I remember when I went and preached at some place, And I was laying hands. After I finished, I said, Prophet, who's through? And I said, I did one on them, I won't lay hands because woo-woo. I have laid hands. Bible says, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed. And you are telling me I shall lay hands on the sick and I will die. That's not what my Bible told me. It doesn't mean that my senses are not working. I'm very intelligent. But sometimes my faith, your faith should override the situation around. These are the things, faith, whenever the storm comes, first thing you must seek is faith in God. The disciples met a storm. He said, where is your faith? When you have faith in him, it doesn't mean that the storm is not there. You see the storm, but you know this storm cannot destroy me. Most of them, our fear is the future. The future is what most of us fear. If you have a business, your fear is not today. Your fear is tomorrow. What will happen? If you are sick, your fear is not even the sickness today. But your fear is, what will this sickness do to me in future? There are some people, the pain they are going through, they don't have much pain. But they go and doctor tell you that this disease, it will kill you three months time. You are very strong. I say, hey! They do some, they say, your heart is spoiled. This one is not working. Meanwhile, you are working normal. The moment they tell you that, fear enters you, you start feeling what they are telling you. Faith says that, yes, this thing is there, but God, who created man, can change conditions. So faith. The early men that walk with God, it is faith. Abraham, come out. I'm going to show you a land. Yes, Lord. Going nowhere. You don't know where you are going. Abraham married, went with the wife, was moving in tent. God said, I'm going to give you a land that flows with milk. Your children will inherit this earth. It will inherit a land I'm going to give to you. Meanwhile, he told God, he said, God, look at my age. My age is almost 90. I don't have a child. My wife is too old. She doesn't have a child. She's past childbearing age. And you are promising me that I'm going to get a child. Faith. He believed God. And Sarah, first they thought they wouldn't give birth. So Sarah gave the maid that give birth with my maid. And it brought a lot of problems. The woman who gave her maid now is fighting the maid. Hell, Abraham. Abraham. Her. What's not there for I buy? God said, let it go. To the extent that the lady was running away, she couldn't stay in that house. When she gave birth to a child, she decided the house was hell. And she wanted to run away, not knowing where she's going. She and the only child. And at the point, her child, she didn't want to see the child die. She cried to God. And God saw her and remembered the child and promised the child. Then there she gave the name Jehovah what? God who what? Who sees? Sometimes faith tells you that God sees. When we walk in faith, divine victory will always be on our side. The very faith will make you see a big problem as a small problem. While Saul, the commander-in-chief, was afraid of Goliath, you know, David, with the eye of faith, saw Goliath to be too big to miss him with a stone. What you are afraid, he thinks that, this man is too big not to miss. So sometimes some problems is too big to miss. Some sees that problem. And what David did was that he saw the problem and saw God and compared the two. God and Goliath. I said Goliath was just like a small ant in his hand. I said, this guy, I don't need to prepare. I don't need to take many stones. I need only five. He picked five. No one was going to fight. He wasn't having stones. He didn't have anything. He only had a sling. He went in front before he picked what he was going to use to kill. He knew this guy, even if he didn't go with a stone. And the man said, am I a dog that you come with what? A stick? He said, yes. You don't know we Israelites. Any uncircumcised man who haven't had covenant with God is a dog. So I'm going to kill you like a dog. And the guy was so angry. It doesn't matter how the devil become angry. It's your weapon that matters. Yeah. So, faith is vital. And very, very vital. Then, hope. Never miss hope. Psalm 31 verse 24 says that, be of courage. For he shall strengthen your heart. Be of courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. All you who hope in the Lord. When you face a situation and you put your hope in the Lord, God has a way of strengthening your heart to be able to defeat the problem. So don't think that you are hopeless. There is a God that can help you to win that battle in that life, in this life which is giving you. Psalm 38, verse 15. He said, God will also hear you. He is a God that hears people when you face a situation and you have no way to come out of it. Cry to God, for in you, O Lord, I hope you will what? Anytime you pray, know that God will what? Will hear. Hallelujah. Say, God will hear.
God will hear.
Hagar prayed and God heard her. Isn't it? God always hears prayer. There is a king called Hezekiah. God asked him, Hezekiah, you're going to die. He sent a major prophet to go and tell him he will die. And Hezekiah turned his face towards the wall and brought his case before God. By the time the prophet entered his house, God asked him, go back again and give a different message. Let us have hope as we pray to him. God has a way of turning our situation around. Psalm 9 verse 18. He also says that, for the expectation of the poor shall not perish. Anytime, when I say the poor, I mean the one who is not strong. The one who is weak in some other area. So I want you to understand that your faith is very vital when you enter into a storm. When you look left, you look right, nobody's around, look to God. I say, look to what? Look to God. Then have hope in him that you are not going to be destroyed by the situation. Hope makes you see the end. That yes, I'm in this condition, but I see that I'm out. Today, I see I'm struggling in school. But yes, I see my future as the MD of UBSCF. The guy is in a ghetto. And most of the people who have become great, if you read some of them, their background, where they come from. So that the mother is selling gari, selling rice, doing this, rice water, selling kenke. Then people call him, they call you kenke. They teach you. Okenke. And then you pass by, they call, okenke. And you begin to fight over there. Then the head must say, nobody should call him okenke again. Then when you pass, olokuno. You've been given that name. But that is not you. I can be a document seller's son today. You will teach me, and one day you come and meet me. I will interview you, Kenke man. Interview East Legon. Trasako, the new place, what's the name? Airport Hill. Where are you? Airport Hill. My father come from Airport Hill. I say, okay, this business is not father to know. Some people start, I was telling you today, some people may start from some school. I met somebody, some great man came to me, I saw him, after I finished, I saw him off. I looked at his car, I wanted to see some sticker. I didn't see the sticker, I said, I want to go to school, Papa. He said, yes, the way I struggle, I even did the A-level and myself, self-discipline. I struggled, then I got lit. And he managed to do that, went to Harvard. And the Achimotafuno, when they put yes, he doesn't know where to put. So no matter, look at your cars. If you come from a good school, you want it to be there. Everybody see. If you come from bad school, no sticker. And some will hang it. You see, I don't see. I see all. So those who don't have it, some of you, I know. But the beginning is not the most important thing. It is how you end life. How you end life is the most important thing. Look, if you fall today, rise up again. Look, have a goal that this is what I want to get at. And move on. There may be storm things that will try to impede you. Some of us, we have more enemies than others. Some enemy from your father's side, enemy from your mother's side, enemy from your school, enemy from everywhere. Say, Pastor, some can pastor. Me the name is Dawson. Say, share. Your promotion is very high.
Yes.
The more your enemies, the higher your promotion. Never lose hope. Never lose hope in God. And never lose hope that you will not be able to make it. No matter what is happening, hold on to hope. Stand on your faith and hold on to your hope. Let everything fall, but hold on that God can carry you through. Hold it on. If you leave it, it will fall. But as long as you hold, somebody will come and bring help. Help will come. Help will be coming. The third one is love. I'm not talking about the love you know. Anytime somebody say, I love you, the Bible put it as charity. Charity simply means what? The charitable organization, what do you do? Huh? We help, we give. It's a love that gives and that help, not a love that receives. So God so loved the world that what? He gave. Whatever, whoever you love, the sign of it is what you give. If you love your nation, you give your best. If you love the work you're doing, you work hard and you give your services, then they give you money for it. Give. They give in love. Now a gentleman who has seen a beautiful lady, say, oh, I love you. If he gives you money, I've been telling the sisters, be careful what you receive. If it's not your brother, your real brother, in this world, nothing goes free. I go, oh, sister, oh, you're nice, nice. Oh, I feel like giving you, get this. Well, the first one, you can take it. If the second gift comes, the third gift come. And you know, you are not the only person among these thousands of people. And the person will select you alone as a point of contact to give gift. Then be careful. Ask, are you my brother? Sometimes, the gift some of you give to your girlfriends, you've never given that gift to your mother. So then when you're signing the check, or do you say 41? Now we'll say, now we'll sign. You're laughing, then you're writing. You're adding the zero, zero. I'm not saying gifts are not good, but gifts are sometimes dangerous. If I don't know your motive, you know, sometimes when people even want to come and see a pastor, they want to pay through. Pastor, you're going for God's blessing, spiritual blessing. You want to. You corrupt the man. So how can his prayer go to God? Then he comes. Once he gives you that thing, he wants you to prophesy. Hope. What we need now in the storm is hope. Everyone is in a certain kind of turbulent storm, but we need what? Hope. There is hope for your future. No matter what you are going through, there is hope. Don't say, oh, Pastor, I am 40 years, not yet married. When will a man come and propose? Like I said, so that the men, they won't even come close to you. Those that have other men, they are the one the men want to propose to. You who is free. They will pass you by. You cry, pass me, no. Oh, gentle savior. I'm found, I'm sure, sad. As if they've covered your face with something that frightened men. And you say, God, when? You will surely. Don't let your faith drop. Hold on to God. Some of us, our businesses are going through struggles. Don't let your faith, your hope drop. Hold on to it. It's only for a season. Look, storms and waves are for a season. They will not last forever in your life. Yes, hold on. The one that holds on is the one that gets the crown of glory. The final one I spoke about, love. I was talking about love. The Bible says, the love of God. Anytime you enter into a storm, remember God loves you. Remember what? See, when somebody loves you, you know in time of trouble, he will appear to help you if he has the ability. God loves you. His place is love on you. And how do you find it? Look, if God did not deny me his son and gave it to him to me to be killed for my life so that I might have life, is it food that I won't get today that will kill me? Look, he loves me so much. And sometimes the things you go through, it is even God's love. And remember what? God's love. Say, remember God's love. Remember God's love. Remember God's love. That his love will not let you be destroyed. His love will save you. His love will do everything to bring you out. His love will come to you even without you asking. Because he loves you. His love is great. He will help you and bring you out. And when you remember his love, remember that God's presence. Say God's presence.
God's presence.
His presence is very important. In fact, his presence is what I seek for. Anytime I'm going to preach, I tell God, if your presence will not go with me, I won't go. God's presence is able to bring deliverance. God's presence, when he's there, no evil can happen to you. His presence brings protection. His presence in the boat, even though the boat was being filled with water, his presence means that they can never be destroyed. Look, the water was rough, but Jesus was still under the boat. He was sleeping, isn't it? Do you think that this water can take Jesus? He is a creator. He is the word. When the disciple recognized that his presence was there, they recognized it. And why would they go? Then they went there because he was there. They went and woke him up. Do you have God present with you? In time of trouble, are you sure God is with you? But as a sail, he fell asleep and the windstorm came down on the lake and they were filling with water and jeopardy. This is not a good thing. A storm has happened. But they woke him up. When his presence is with us, we can never be destroyed. Amen. Amen. Then also remember God's promise. Say God's promise. Anytime you are in trouble and you know God is there, also remember that. Has God promised me? If he's promised you, go through the scriptures. That's the sign. This is the sign you have to know what God. If God has promised you, no matter what happens, if he says that I will give you long life and you are sick to death and the doctor comes and says you will die, God's promise can keep you alive. When everything goes bad and you know God's presence is there and you remember that God have told me this, it doesn't matter what happens. Remember what? His promise. His what? His what? When you get into the storm, you must remember his promise so that you can be able to make it. Remember that God is with you. Remember that God is your refuge. Remember that he is your fortress. Remember that he is your deliverer. Remember that God will cover you and protect you. And don't ever be afraid if God is with you. Say amen.